You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, episode 24, and thank you so much for tuning in. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Metroid Prime Remastered. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a moment to do so, and I would also really appreciate hearing your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find me on Twitter at MidlifeSQ. So, as I've gotten older, I have become more aware of the need to pay closer attention to my health. My metabolism has slowed after I hit my 40s and I've put on some extra weight. My blood pressure and my cholesterol have both needed medication to keep them in check. And with a podcast about being an elder gamer, I think that gives me an opportunity to talk about my experiences with my health. And I think it's good to talk about that, especially since I know so many men out there are bad about getting things checked out and talking about their health. So once I turned 45, my doctor told me at my yearly physical that it was time to get a colonoscopy, which is recommended every 10 years after you hit 45. Never having gotten one before, I freely admit that I was pretty nervous about it. I mean, having a tube with a camera put up your butt doesn't sound like a great time to me. But after having the procedure this past Monday, I have to say that it was way easier than I expected it to be. And in fact, the lead up to it, the preparation for it, was much worse than the actual procedure itself. 2 days beforehand, you need to go on a low-fiber diet, which isn't terrible. But the day before, you need to go on an all-liquid diet. And as a bigger guy who loves his food, going, you know, what turned out to be about 36 hours with only Jell-O and popsicles was rough. And then the night before the procedure, you need to drink about 64 ounces, which is 3+ bottles of Gatorade mixed with an entire bottle of Miralax. And I don't think I need to get into specifics, but you probably know what the intended effect of this was, and it made for an interesting evening. So then the day of the procedure comes, and you have to stop consuming anything, no water, nothing at all, 4 hours before the procedure. And when I got to the hospital, I got checked in and I slipped into my cool robe, my gown rather, with, you know, the open butt. They put in an IV to be able to give me some lovely drugs, which made me relax and helped with the discomfort. And then they wheeled my bed into the endoscopy room where the nurses and I gabbed about the latest season of The Bachelor until the doctor finally came in. They gave me some drugs, had me roll over on my side, and then he put the camera right up the old rainbow road. Honestly, it wasn't that terrible. It wasn't that bad. There was some mild discomfort, but it wasn't painful. And I got to watch it all on the monitor while he was doing it, which was actually kind of interesting. There can be some soreness and bloating afterwards. I was a little bit sore, but again, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't that bad. around 150,000 people get diagnosed with colon cancer every year. And if it's caught early, the survival rate is much, much better. So it's worth it. It's worth it. So if you're 45 or older and it's recommended that you get a colonoscopy, please, please just go do it. And try not to worry too much about it. The anticipation is much worse than the act itself. Plus, you can probably milk it for a while and get to lounge around on the couch and play video games for a day or two afterwards. I was not a big fan of Metroid Prime when I first played it on the GameCube. For whatever reason, it didn't click with me, and I never completed it the first time around. Thankfully, the good folks at Nintendo were nice enough to send over a copy of the new Metroid Prime Remastered, so I've had the chance to play it again and see if something would resonate with me now, 20 years later. And I'm very happy to say that it has. First of all, they've done a great job as far as the presentation goes. They've gone in and redone 3D models and textures and lots of little touches and details that make the game look new again. It's not going to blow your mind visually when compared to other new games that are hitting the market, but as someone who hasn't played the original since it first came out, it does a really good job of making the game look how you remember it being in your mind. When I first started playing this, I thought, all right, this looks good. This looks pretty good. But it wasn't until I went back and I looked at footage of the GameCube version on YouTube that I really appreciated how much work they put into this. So the things that I think got in the way of my enjoyment in 2002 are still there, but now I've either found a way to get past them or just have a greater appreciation for what they were going for. First of all, I remember in the original game being super annoyed by how much real estate Samus's helmet and visor hood took up on the screen. There was so much going on that it hurt that immersion that I wanted to feel. And when I started playing this, I immediately felt that same way. Like, there's just so much here. And I don't know if this was in the original release, but I discovered in the settings that I could, for one, completely remove the helmet visuals that surround the screen and also adjust the transparency of the HUD to a degree that felt much, much better. So that was great. The other thing that I learned to embrace this time around is that this game is not a first-person shooter. It's an exploration game. Yes, there's shooting, but it's not really like the focus, and it isn't the most satisfying mechanic in the game. Instead, it's all about exploring your environment, scanning things for clues and bits of lore, and finding your way around this map and figuring out how to get from place to place and through the obstacles. In a way, it feels like it has much more in common with the immersive sims that would get so popular years later after its initial release, rather than shooters like Doom or Halo. And speaking about finding your way around the map, it's hard for me to say if this was a flaw of the game or if it's just me, but I was constantly getting lost to the point where I had to consult a guide after only a couple of hours to figure out what I had missed or where I was supposed to be going. Again, I have a horrible sense of direction in real life and in gaming. Just ask my wife, so who knows? Something I do know that I wish the game did better was adding some of the modern touches that have made the genre better in years since, like fast travel. I know that having to run back and forth across the entire map might add to that sense of place and immersion of being on this planet, but there were many times when I just wished that I could select a spot on the map that I knew I had to go to and warp there. Also, a good checkpoint system, or any checkpoint system. More than one time I died after spending 15, 20 minutes exploring, only to be sent back to the last time I had manually saved. I don't think it really would have hurt to add some of these quality of life touches that we've become so accustomed to lately. Still, even with those quibbles, I'm really enjoying exploring this game again with 20 more years of gaming perspective to draw from. The powers and the abilities are fun to discover. The world feels unique and authentic. And it's just really damn fun to roll up into a morph ball and bounce around. I think 45-year-old me has better taste in things than 25-year-old me did. He's definitely smarter. And it shows with how I now feel playing through Metroid Prime Remastered. Will I prop it up on the same pedestal that many others have as one of the greatest games of all time? No, I won't. But that's fine. I can simply enjoy it as a classic game that took me 2 decades to appreciate. Before we end the show this week, I want to give a shout out to the folks at Xbox Era who are celebrating their 150th episode this weekend. It is tough to keep a podcast going and good for that long, and they should be celebrated for this milestone. Also, they are celebrating in style by interviewing one of the most iconic Xbox developers of all time and the creator of one of my favorite series, Gears of War, Cliff Bleszinski. I'm actually reading his autobiography right now, and I'm going to talk about that on a future episode. So if you haven't done it yet, go check them out at xboxera.com. And hit them up on all the usual spots like YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Congrats, guys, on an amazing and impressive run. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoy the show, please give it a subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter, where we go by MidlifeSQ. Until next time, be well and keep playing.